This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So our theme for this year is Follow Me, and our current series is titled Do What Jesus Does. Do what Jesus did, but he's still alive today, so do what Jesus does. And today my title is Jesus Works From Home. So, in Yorkshire, we're known for being a little arrogant, particularly about our county. It's known as GOC, God's Own County. And the other day, I was walking in the Dales and I bumped into God. Yes, I did. And I said, God, it's great to see you. What are you doing here? And God said to me, David, I'm working from home. Ho, ho. Hence, God's Own County. Okay, let's turn to the scriptures, shall we? Colossians 3:23. I'll put it up on the screen because it's only this one verse that we're going to look at. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Okay, we're going to come back to that a little bit later on. I want us this morning to put our hand in God's hand as he creates and sustains and nurtures and guides. And knowing the presence of the Holy Spirit in every part of our life, let us be used by him to nurture and sustain and create and guide with all our heart, just as this verse says, and knowing that it is Christ we are serving, just as this verse says. Work is a delicate thing to preach on because, well, especially now, it's a difficult time for many people. Unemployment is beginning to rise. People are afraid of their job security. It's understandably a really difficult time. It reminds me a bit of when I came out of university many years ago during a miners' strike. Every night on the news, it wasn't thousands of people being infected by the virus. It was thousands of people losing their jobs week in, week out. It was a difficult time. Nevertheless, for some of us, getting paid work has never been a problem. We might have grumbled about our work, but we've never had to lean on Social Security benefits. Whereas for others, it's a nightmare. It's been really difficult on and off over the years, even just at a basic level of earning enough money to pay the bills, or at a more who I am level of trying to find meaning and purpose and something worth doing in our lives. And there are all sorts of reasons that we can end up with difficulty in our work life, whether it's disability or discrimination or lack of education or the availability of work, the impact of a recession. Some of us are retiring and that changes the way we think about it. So I'd actually just like to stop for a couple of minutes and pray particularly for those for whom employment at the moment is difficult and work is difficult. If that's you, I want to pray for you, if that's you, whether you're out of work or fearful about it, or it's just a really difficult environment, and for many people it is at the moment. If work is okay for you at the moment and working all right, then would you join me in praying for our brothers and sisters for whom it is not so? So if you want to receive, get into a posture in the way you think, and then maybe in your put your hands out as I'll pray on behalf of all of us. Lord, I lift up my brothers and sisters to you who are in a difficult place when it comes to work. I pray that this season, whatever the challenges, whatever the struggle is, that it might be one in which they can grow in trust and in dependence on you. It's sometimes through the difficult times that we do that. We don't want the difficult times, but whilst they're there, Lord, would you grow trust and dependence in us? Would you help us to learn what it means to be content in all circumstances in this challenging time? I pray for those who are having to deal with rejection on different levels, rejection from jobs, rejection from what they'd love to do. May they be granted strength and resilience and to know that you love them and affirm them, whatever their employment situation. We pray for those for whom rejection is an issue. May they hear your voice like we've just been praying and singing, that you know our name and you love us. I pray for those for whom health is a barrier, either their own health or the circumstances in which they're working. We pray that you would protect us from ill health and from the dangers of the virus. I pray for increased opportunities for people as they think about new work and new types of work, maybe, and jobs. Would you, Lord, bring about a fruit from this harvest of new opportunities and new work opportunities? I pray for persistence and encouragement to keep going. Lord, would you give people who are struggling and are looking and are fighting in this area, would you give them persistence and feed encouragement to them through each other, through other people, through your word? Would you encourage them? I pray for resources and skills to prepare maybe for different types of work or new work or changing the way you are already working. Lord, would you open us up to learning new things and equipping us in new skills? And most of all, I pray, Lord, for your presence. As we breathe, may we breathe your Holy Spirit in and know your presence and your guidance with us every day in this difficult arena. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. So I've used this phrase, Jesus works from home. Why have I done this? Well, let's just parse it a little and play out the... It's partly just a play on words, you know, working from home. WFH has become an acronym now. Work, first of all. What do I mean by work? Well, when we read the Bible at the beginning in Genesis, it talks quite a lot about work. And it talks about it from the point of view of God doing work. Creation, that's a pretty big piece of work that he did. And after it, he looked at it and he said, it is good. Some of you have been watching Bake Off, you know, so you get your recipe and you put all your bits and pieces into the tin and you mix it all up, you shove it in the oven, and when it comes out, it looks fantastic, and you cut a slice off and it tastes great, and you go, that's good. God created the galaxies and the universe, and he looked at it and he created you and me, and he says, that's good. Part of what God is, how he does it. And then it tells us in those stories that God takes us, you and me, us humans, and puts us to work at his work. We get to participate in what he does. The Lord God, it says in Genesis 2:15, took the man and put him to work in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. So God sustains and nurtures and creates and guides our world. That's how we are cared for. And this nurture and sustenance is provided by God and by each other. So God works through us. That's how we participate in his work. And when we work, we join in with God's work, his providential nurturing and sustaining and guiding of the universe. We play our part in that. Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, Lord of the Rings and all that, he said this: we can do for one another what God wants to do for us. So God's creative working purpose for us is sometimes intermediated through each other. We can do for one another what God wants to do for us. And so when we're talking about work, we don't just mean a paid, you know, a waged role with a title. It can also mean all sorts of things. It can mean the creative people and the creativity in you. Those of you who might paint a picture or write a song or design a garden. It applies to those who are studying and learning and improving their thinking and taking on, you know, reading and equipping themselves. That's also work. Or people who are caring, whether you're raising a family, caring for children, or maybe caring for an elderly relative, or for your spouse or a good friend. That's work. And voluntary work, people who in this community, in our Leeds Vineyard community, and who volunteer in the Child Contact Centre, who join the Refresh team to help get Vineyard House back in order, or who serve as trustees or lead a small group, is part of God's work that we're participating in. Maybe it's just when you pray for the sick or pick up the telephone to call somebody you know is lonely. That's God's caring work. Jesus worked and still does. He worked as a carpenter, which would have been paid, but then as a rabbi, which would have been unpaid, and then as a storyteller and as a miracle worker and as a rescuer and a healer and a savior. He did lots of work. The sun has just come out and it's going to turn me into stripes. So if Alison's watching, perhaps you could come and move the curtains. So that's work. Doing what Jesus does when I say work from home. What do I mean by work from home? By home, I'm playing with the meaning a bit, but I'm referring to the way Jesus worked for his Father. Jesus works for his Father working from home. So if we look at Matthew 13, where the people in the synagogue asked, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? It was a family affair. In that culture, the father would often train the sons in the same business and they would do it together. And archaeological remains tell us that there was a big building project near Nazareth at the time when there was a big residential Roman project being done. And it's very likely that on a morning, Joseph and Jesus and some of the brothers would go off into the locality and get to building houses. He was a house builder. So when people looked at there's Alison. When people looked at Jesus and his sisters and his brothers, like in this passage, they saw the family likeness, the family business. That's Alison. Don't worry about it. Look at John chapter 4 then, where he says he's looking out over the fields and he says to the disciples, there's another thing going on in that chapter. It's very different. But he says, my food, says Jesus, is to do the will of, it's all happening here. My food, says Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. Now he's referring to a different father then, isn't he? He's referring to his heavenly father and to do his work. He says, I tell you, open up your eyes and look at the fields. They're ripe for harvest, the work of harvest. Jesus then, so at that moment, he takes on the trade of his heavenly father to do the work of him he sent me, he says, harvesting the fields, saving souls. That's the family business, if you like. And these things, this is also what Jesus does, is also our work. To do what Jesus did and does then and now through us. So in both forms of work, Jesus' relationship with work was through his Father. His work was at the guidance and provision of the Father. When you looked at Jesus as the house builder, you saw the family firm. When you looked at Jesus as the rabbi, healer, teacher, savior, you see the family firm. Later in John, he says, I only ever do what I see my Father doing, Jesus says in John 5. That's what I'm meaning by when I say Jesus works from home. So we are made to work, to come alongside the creator and sustainer of all, to do for our planet and to do for each other what God would do for us, to create, to care, to nurture, to sustain, to guide. And we recognize that our work comes out of our relationship with God. He is the ultimate creator and sustainer and calls us into his work. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that a wonderful way to think about our work? And it may take lots of different forms. It may take the form of a paid job, laying bricks or gardening or portering at the hospital or managing a factory or writing a book. Or it may take the form of raising a family or volunteering in a charity shop. But the question is, are you working from home? Are you aware of the Lord's guiding hand on you? Of the Spirit's call? Of God's presence in through the ups and downs of unemployment, in bad work, in good work, in failure and success? When people look at you, at work, do they recognize the family business? Let's go back to that verse, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Well, that changes the HR dynamic, doesn't it? It is the Lord Christ you are serving. That's working from home. We are made to work, and that work means both the work of ministry as much as labor, waged or unwaged. So sharing the good news about Jesus, inviting people into the life of the kingdom, praying for the sick, casting out demons, feeding the poor, befriending the stranger, growing in a life of prayer, growing in a life of worship and generosity and knowledge of the scriptures, that's all part of our work call. And it's all working from home because it's what our Father commissions us to do, just as he commissioned Jesus. Let me wrap up. Let's do what Jesus does. Let's work from home. As we seek to follow our rabbi, as we surrender our lives to the Christ, let us do what Jesus does. Let us work from home, whether we are paid or unpaid, whether we are happy in our work or struggling in unemployment, whether we are caring for another person or praying for the sick, let us work from home for the Lord, serving the Lord Christ. Like I said at the beginning, let us put our hand in God's hand as he creates and sustains and nurtures and guides. And knowing the presence of Holy Spirit in every part of our life, let us be used by him to create and sustain and nurture and guide. Amen.